Welcome back to the OU Global Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Naso, the 10th day of the month of Sivan. Today, as always, our collective heartfelt thoughts and tefillot of prayers are with our brothers and sisters in Israel. We are thankful and grateful to Hashem that the ceasefire currently in place is holding, and we pray for lasting peace. We also pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need in Israel and around the world. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. Sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be away on Monday, but Rabbi David Pardo will be hosting in my place. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yelisha Friedman of Kesher Israel Congregation in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Friedman slowly reciting our, and we will continue for now, our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Zechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us and for giving me this opportunity. It's always a pleasure to be able to learn and daven with all of you. We are living in very difficult times, obviously. There's difficulties all around us. We have been in a pandemic for a long, long time, and no sooner did that start to ease up, and we had this terrible tragedy in Meiron, and basically as soon as the Shiva for that terrible tragedy for the victims of Meiron was ending, the war in Israel began, and we do hope that it's going to, the ceasefire will hold, and there will be peace there, but this is just a very difficult period. And I think a lot of us are struck by what can we do. We daven, we try to do whatever we can in our own, in whatever ways we're able to. But we're bothered, what can we do? Is there something that we're able to do to really change the situation? So I want to share with you one idea or one insight. This comes from the Parsha that we're going to read tomorrow, the Torah portion of Naso. And in there we have one of the most beautiful mitzvot that we have in the Torah, the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim, which is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. For those of us who live outside of Israel and Ashkenazim, so we don't do this very often, but we did just have the opportunity to do it over the 2 days of Shavuos on Monday and Tuesday. So it's on our mind, this mitzvah, and we're going to read about it tomorrow. So I want to share with you an insight from that mitzvah, from that blessing, how the blessing of the Kohanim works, and I think that will provide us with some insight into how to help with the situation we find ourselves in. So the blessing of the Kohanim is a very beautiful blessing. It talks about God protecting us. It talks about God giving us peace, many of the themes that we're very focused on and praying for these days. But there's something interesting about the blessing of the Kohanim, which you might have noticed when we did it in Shul on Monday and Tuesday, before the priests, before the Kohanim bless the people, so they make another bracha. It's a standard type of bracha that we make before performing a mitzvah. Very often we'll make a blessing before doing an action of a mitzvah. So the Kohanim, too, make a blessing. And this is a very interesting formulation of this blessing. It's somewhat standard, but we'll see that at the end it has a little bit of a twist. It says, Asher kidishanu b'kdushaso shel Aharon. The priests thank God for having blessed them, for having sanctified them with the sanctity of Aharon, the first high priest, the founder of the whole priestly lineage and family. So the priests that we have nowadays, his descendants, have some of his sanctity. They've inherited some of his sanctity. V'tzivanu livarech asamo Yisrael be'ahava. And he, meaning the Kohanim, say that God commanded them to bless the Jewish people with love, be'ahava. So this is a very unusual word to include here. First of all, where do we find that the priests have to bless the people with love? It doesn't say in the Torah that they have to love the people. Let's say a priest is sort of grumpy and he doesn't like the people, but he still wants to bless them. So that's the first point. But in addition, we make many, many blessings before we do mitzvahs. All the time we make blessings before performing a mitzvah. And then many of those mitzvahs we're supposed to do from a place of love. Love for God, love for the Jewish people, love for humanity. But we don't insert that word in those blessings. Suddenly here, when it comes to the blessing of the Kohanim, we insert the word be'ahava, that the priests bless the people with love. So the Magen Avraham, the great halachic authority on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that this word is based on a comment of the Zohar. And the Zohar says that the Kohen who blesses the people must do so from a place of love. In other words, that we should not have a Kohen bless the people that he doesn't like, or if they don't like him, or if there's some tension. But rather, the blessing of the Kohanim is supposed to reflect the love that they feel for the people that they are blessing. And this is also reflected in the earlier part of the blessing, because the Kohanim talk about the sanctity of Aharon, the founder of the whole priestly lineage. And the Aharon is best known, his character trait was that he was Ohevet Habriyot. He loved people. He loved peace. He pursued peace. He loved people. He loved bringing them closer to Judaism. So when the Kohanim discuss Aharon and his legacy, they're identifying why they were chosen to give the blessing of the Kohanim, because they come from this family, this lineage, which is distinguished by their love of people and their love of the Jewish people. So that's why they were chosen. It's not just that the God had to randomly choose someone, so he coincidentally chose the family of the Kohanim, but they were chosen because of their great love for the Jewish people. Therefore, they were the proper people to bless the Jewish people. So that's the purpose of this blessing. Before the blessing that the Kohanim gives to the people, the Kohen reminds himself, he focuses in on how much he's supposed to love the people and how important that is to love the people that he's going to bless. And the commentators point out that this is really a very profound idea, that basically the blessing is reminding the Kohen that the source of his blessing, the power of the Kohen, the priestly blessing, is in the fact that the Kohen is filled with love for the Jewish people and for the people that he's blessing. That's what supercharges his blessing. If he were to deliver that blessing lacking in Avas Yisrael, in love for the Jewish people, then it would be less effective. And I think this is a very important insight for each of us. Many of us on this call are not Kohanim, and so we cannot give that formal blessing of the Kohanim. But any of us are able to channel that love for the Jewish people and for humanity in our prayers. We're going to pray in just a moment for security and safety and peace and health for the Jews and for the world. And our blessings, our prayers, are going to be supercharged if they come from a place filled with love towards the Jewish people and towards humanity. That will turn us into the proper conduit, just like the Kohanim are the conduit of God's blessing, because they come from a place filled with love for others. So if we're able to channel that, then we too will be able to supercharge our prayers and to be able to be the proper and worthy conduits of God's blessing for those around us, for those who we're praying for, and it will increase the effectiveness of our own prayers. So with that idea, I'd like to pray. We're going to say Tehillim. We'll begin with chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor ledavid, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'olatcha yidashnasela yitain licha kilavavecha v'chol atzatcha yimalei neranina v'shuasecha uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha ato yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kodsho v'gburos yesha yimino Eile barecha v'eile basusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech y'aneinu v'yom kareinu. We'll say chapter 23. Mizmor l'David Adonai ro'i lo'echar. V'n'os desha yarvitzeni almei menuchos y'nahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheni b'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geitz almoves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha u'mishamtecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed irgefuni kol yimei chayai. Say chapter 121. Shir lamalos esa enai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai vaseish shamayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yonum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeispo vo'echa me'ata v'yad avam. We'll say chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli yana oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imecha slicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe imo fidus. V'hu yiftes Yisrael nikol avonotam. I'll say the Mishaberach for those who are sick, and I'll pause in the middle and you can insert any name. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirape et hacholim. Ba'avur shanach mispalalim ba'avur rabbis. Chayr zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu imalei rachamim aleihem ma'achli mamul rapo samul achli kamul yachlu lach yosam. Yishlach lehem meheru refuah shalema min ha-shamayim ramach evareim ushasa gideihim sof sh'ar chole Yisrael refuah tanech v'sherefuah taguf. Hashtab agalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. We'll end with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzoro v'ashivya ha'omdim bein v'yam uvein v'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem yotiyem yitzara lirvacha u'me'afela lo'ro mishibud l'ge'ula hashta b'agala v'izman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Friedman. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Schechter of Beit Medrash and the Kor HaChaim in Chicago, Illinois. I will be out of the studio, as I mentioned previously, on Monday, but you will all be in good hands as my good friend and colleague, Rabbi David Pardo, will be guest hosting in my place. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, restful, meaningful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.